Episode 2179, What is Taped to Your Heart?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I know you're just coming off of the holidays. Well, we're talking about Christmas, and that's a major holiday. There's so much that's wrapped up into it, but today, it's truly a time for you to press pause, and I want you to think about your relationship with God, your vertical relationship. What is taped to your heart? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the only thing left from Christmas is the wrapping paper scraps. The tree is empty below with no more shimmering bows. The pile of gifts is gone. But what about the reason for the season? What is taped to your heart? The holidays bring out the best of our love. We desire to fill the tree with gifts that express from the heart exactly how we care deeply. The expression of love comes at the price, though, of perfection, meaningless disagreements, and tense conversations about what was forgotten. The list is poured over daily, making sure no extra tweaks needed to be made. Did you do that? In fact, when you were wrapping the gifts, were you like, oh my gosh, I think I forgot something? And then you're looking all over your house in the hiding places that you thought you remembered you placed everything, and you still can't find the gift. It's amazing how we get ourselves all wrapped up. And sometimes it's not the wrapping that we should be wrapped up in, because we're looking at the tangible things. Proverbs 4:23 says this: above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We've got to understand that our heart is a gift back to God. And I don't think a lot of us think about it that way. Yes, our actions can create good. Yes, our words have power, and all of that can lead back to God. But you see, the one thing that God wants from each of us is a relationship. And the way he gets that is your heart. So when we look at what we're wrapped up in, yeah, what is taped to your heart? Is it the good stuff or is it the bad? I mean, because think about it. There's so much pressure placed on gifts. What are you giving that person? Will they like it? Will it fit? Will it look as nice as imagined? Will it even work? A couple of days after Christmas can actually be a letdown, because you're so gung-ho on the day, but then everybody begins taking out their gifts and using them, trying them on. And sometimes they fit and sometimes they don't. And there's disappointment. And it's like, oh my gosh, I tried so hard. With so much anticipation, now all you do is wait for what? You have to go stand in line to get a refund. You have to mail it back and wait another 30 days for the gift, for the replacement to arrive. This is where our hearts can be hijacked, because we're trying to make everything out of our own strength. We're trying to do it all on ourselves. And when we sit here and focus on us, who do we take the focus off of? God. And we miss out. You got to know what you have taped to your heart. What are you wrapping your heart in? You must be careful about what you place as a priority on your heart. Matthew 6 verse 21 says this: for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Yes, giving gifts, earthly gifts, they are fabulous. Don't get me wrong. You work hard for them. You want to show somebody that you love them. You give them sometimes diamonds, sometimes AirPods, sometimes, you know, what is it, right? There's all these different things that you can give as gifts. But understand this. What we wrap ourselves up in, not what's put under the tree, is what really matters. Are we wrapping ourselves up in what God wants us to do? Or are we putting all the emphasis on all the other stuff? Not that you can't have fun stuff. I believe you can. But the focus of the heart is the true key. It's easy to chase that which we want, but what does God want from you? That's the question I want you to ponder today. If nothing else, during your time, your break, your 2.5 minutes, I want you to really ponder and think and ask yourself, God, what do you want from me? What is it? What do you want me to give up? What do you want me to accept as a challenge? What do you want me to lean into? If we're not having these tough conversations with God, how do you expect us to go and live out our lives here on earth if we don't have our Heavenly Father helping us lead? It's going to be tough because you can't do things under your own strength. I know. I've tried. And I've even tried by making it look like I was actually doing God's work. Now, understand this. I wasn't trying to play God. It was that my expectations of what I thought God wanted me to do were misinterpreted. I had made it become something more than what he had planned. And in the midst of everything, he said, Christiane, I need to take everything that I have given you, all of your blessings, and I'm going to take you back to your knees. It's going to be your heart and me. And I know then I will have your attention. I don't know what it is, why we feel like we have to wait until a 911 situation or circumstance gets our attention. But for some reason we do. And as we move into the new year, because think about this, this is your last Sweet Spirit Sunday in 2020. That's a scary thought, but it should be a joyous thought also. You don't have to go about your everyday under your own strength. But what you do need to do is you need to ask those tough questions. So ask God today, ask him tomorrow, ask him the next day. Every single day you have breath, say, God, what do you want for me? How can I serve you better? How can I serve the world better so your light shines? Because ultimately, it's for his glory, not our own. If you're seeking the applause of others, then you're seeking the wrong audience. The only audience you need to focus on is God himself. Psalm 51 verse 10 says this, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I pray that for you and for me. Create in me a pure heart. Wrap me up, Lord, in what you will have for me. I may not get it always. I may not understand. But I know that it's in you that my heart will shine. And so as you go into your new year, make it more about what he wants for you and not so much about what you want for him. I promise you, it will change the landscape and it will change your journey forever. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you, and be blessed. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.